It's Drive Live with Sally Moosa and Claire Sharrock. Happy Thursday, everyone. And as usual, to celebrate the start of the weekend, we're breaking ourselves in gently with some tunes.
The Hook.
Tim is on his holidays, of course, and we'll be catching up with him shortly. More on that. He will be on the show, but on the phone, from Sweden, where I believe, Sally, he's not only taken our studio guest Saeed's advice, he's actually going to be at the ABBA Museum when we talk to him. Is that correct?
I thought he'd already been, but apparently he is there right now. So we are going to be crossing live to him shortly in about 10-15 minutes' time.
So Saeed is here from the National, of course. Welcome, Saeed, as usual, on a Thursday. Last Thursday, you recommended to Tim, he said he was going to Stockholm, and you said you can't go without visiting the ABBA Museum. I wasn't sure if he was going to actually do it, but he's done it, apparently.
No, it needs to be done, sure. Sweden is known for its wonderful lakes, 14th century Gothic architecture. But it's all about the House of Swedish Pop. And you can't get past this, you know, the Swedish Hall of Fame, the Swedish Music Hall of Fame, which is where ABBA stuff is, you know, all the platinum records that Roxette had. You know,
yes.
This is culture. This is what I'm talking about. I spent 3 hours in that place and it wasn't enough. So I'm so glad he went there.
I'm so interested to hear whether he agrees now that he's there, because what we didn't really know for sure, but we have found out since, is that actually he's not a big ABBA fan.
Well, yes, that's what he says, but I believe that can't be right. You know, everybody has a bit of ABBA inside them.
I mean, you can't hate ABBA. It's like hating Bambi.
Completely.
Who hates Bambi?
You're not wrong.
Yeah,
you're not
who hates Bambi? There's something wrong with your soul.
He's just, do you know what?
You don't like.
He's such a music snob. If he would probably love ABBA, but he would never admit to it. That's what I think.
See, if he told him that ABBA was made by some kind of French indie band, he'll say, "Oh yeah, that sounds really cool."
Do you know he's picked something for the end of the show for our music scoop today, and it's not what you would normally pick. It is a Swedish act, and we're going to get him to talk about it when we get him on the phone.
That's great. We'll be talking to Tim just after 20 past four, so do stay tuned for that. But let's talk to Saeed about a few other things other than Swedish music. Before we get to your music choice tonight, let's talk about some of the regional music news that we've heard this week, and it's all very operatic.
Yes, so looks now as slowly people are going back from breaks, you're starting now to see a bunch of concert announcements. So two really cool concerts have been announced for Dubai Opera. And really, you know, and it just kind of goes to show, when Dubai Opera first opened, the management said the first year it's going to be essentially shows that, kind of middle of the road shows that aims to get people to come into the venue. So now, as you're entering the second year, up and after August, you're going to be seeing some more adventurous programming. And this is two great examples. So announced a couple of days ago was the American singer Rufus Wainwright. He's coming here, and this is a great, great gig, you know. So he's coming here to Dubai Opera on December the 6th. He's going to bring his mix of contemporary and classic sounding baroque pop, you know, to the UAE. Now, people who don't know him, they would probably heard his take on Hallelujah on the Shrek soundtrack.
Yes.
You know, see, I was going to say, what do we know about him? And then he ends up being on Shrek. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that makes me take him seriously or not.
A man needs to get paid, you know. So I mean, and not only that, like, I mean, he has this wonderful mix of kind of, I mean, he does this kind of singer songwriter stuff, and at the same time, he's coming here on the back of his latest record. He released an album last year called Take All My Loves, which is Take All My Loves, Nine Shakespeare Sonnets, which is basically at that musical adaptations of the great bard's work, with guest appearances by the late Carrie Fisher, Helena Bonham Carter, William Shatner. It's a really kind of esoteric, fun, really fun record. And he's just done his first opera also as well, called Prima Donna, and the songs of that came on double album. So I think it's going to be a really great show and a perfect setting for Dubai Opera. Now for the second show that I want to say, this is also cool, December the 11th, so yeah, about 5 days after, Dubai Opera is going to host the great South African jazz man, Hugh Masekela. This is going to be a great show. He's a legend, 83 years old. He's
83?
He's one of the rare group of surviving musicians who has performed with some of the jazz greats, such as, Duke Ellington.
Oh my goodness.
So I mean, you know, he's been around.
Wow.
You know, so he's been around. And also at the same time, he performed with Otis Redding, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, and he really kind of became an international icon because he created in 1987 the anti-apartheid anthem Bring Home Back Nelson Mandela, which was kind of used as a global rallying point, you know, for the anti-apartheid movement in the 80s. So he's going to come here with a lot of stories and this great body of work, which kind of shows the how jazz kind of came to Africa, and he kind of put his own spin to it, and at the same time as well tells the story of South Africa, because his music as well incorporates a lot of kind of traditional elements as well. So this will be a great gig.
You're going to be talking to him, I guess.
Yes, I did. I mean, and also I spoke to him a couple of years ago before a gig in Morocco. And he's a big personality, and also we spoke about the art of napping. I have actually, if I have some of that audio, I'm going to bring it to you guys next time.
Wait a minute. We might be talking about napping later on.
Sometimes this program just comes together in ways that you don't expect without any planning.
Unbelievable.
One of our big topics later in the show is snapping. Anyway, we'd love to hear that. That sounds like a really, really special show. And you're right, really reflective of where Dubai Opera has to go next, away from maybe the headline-grabbing musicals that we've all heard of, and into this sort of bringing artists that people here would not normally get to experience.
That's right, and it's all about striking the right balance. So on one hand, yes, you'll have productions of Evita, The Marriage of Figaro, and on the other hand, you're going to have this kind of more adventurous stuff like Rufus Wainwright, Huma Sakala, and it really kind of shows that Dubai Opera House is really becoming a wonderful and an important venue in the region.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have it. Right, we've got four songs to get through this evening on the hook, so let's have our first. I'm picking one later. Sally Moose is picking one. Our producer this week, Shruti, is picking one. No pressure, Shruti. But we'll start with your side. Do you want to talk us through what you've picked and why you've picked it?
Yep, so look, you know, Thursday, end of a week, you want to have a nice chill drive home. You can't really beat roots reggae, can you? This song is a fun summery number. It's from a great up-and-coming reggae star called Chronix. He's kind of viewed as kind of the next star within the reggae scene, and his stuff is like really kind of traditional reggae. And this song is called Spanish Town Rockin'. And again, if you're a fan of kind of that 80s style reggae, you'll get what I'm saying. It has this kind of really old school aesthetic, and he has a wonderful croon, some cool rapping, and I just think this is a great song. And this will put a smile on your face.
Here it is. It's Spanish Town by Chronix.
Spanish Town, me born, that a where me come from. From me looking at me face, you see a de la vegan. Well, I say come Max and Glazer and Chief Federation. Strictly roots and culture play pan a station. Yo, yeah, me Latino youth, them no money promoter. We are doing this, see the dance done, I'm ready. Spain Town original. And me neighbors drink out of a Spanish Town hospital. To me mama name, Nana Spanish Town original. And me pupa name, Kaneka Spanish Town original. And me granny name, Peggy Spanish Town original. Original, them colors stick a cause she don't normal. For your grandson, Chronix at a field marshal. If I dance at school, we are the principal. And now we are the real microphone officials. Give them a new style. A Sperling and a me goodie, some well physical. Well, I'm offering Papa Chronix microphone official. Me read me Bible every day, and some well biblical. I meditate in the morning, some well spiritual. I said the original Chronix represent. Presenting from prison over, live and direct, hear me now. I grew up in a place called De La Vega. De La Vega. Spanish Town rocking, over prison, over. I grew up in a place called Nelson City. Spanish Town grooving, everybody cries. Yes, I grew up. Beggar rock and coming, me say downtown, posse beggar rock and
song coming. Me say tell Maxine, Paulette and Pauline, and I tell them Papa Chronic seem they up on the scene. Vines string out like a siren. Bring your little picnic and my lyrics them clean. No cigarette no day, just strictly the green. And send no alcohol no day, just strictly spurling. I'm a afraid bring my woman cause a royal regime. Remember say the king of kings done crowned with the queen. Oh, me feel left my woman and I sprawl with machine. And me can't dance with no M16. Can't wind me good deep on no all 14. And I'm a friend Papa Chronic and the royal regime. Come, push up your hand them and the royal regime. Come, hug up your woman and the royal regime. Well, I'm a friend Max Glazer and the royal regime. And I'm one Kenny Museum and the royal regime. Well, I'm the whole federation and the royal regime. And the whole of Brooklyn and the royal regime. Spanish Town, well, Arj and we royal.
Cruising. We are cruising side.
There, yep. Hope you like that. If you like that tune, go to Chronic's new album. It's called Chronology.
Chronology. Nice. What do you think, Sally?
It's just a cool, cool track. Like you said, Saeed, it is one for the summer. One for the, if you've got a convertible top down on the car there, kind of cruising along, it is a very cool track.
What does our millennial think over here?
I quite like it. I do drive a convertible. I can't imagine having
you
that
drive
on.
A convertible, Shruti. All right. Well, hello. You need to drive home with the rooftop. We're paying her too much, Sally. top down. Later in the heat, listening to that track, tell us if it works.
Okay, I will.
Maybe not for the summer of Dubai. Good choice. All right, plenty more tracks coming up. And also, coming up next, we'll be talking to Tim in Sweden. And he's right there at the ABBA Museum.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai I 103.8.
It's just gone 20 past four. You're listening to Drive Live. Claire and Sally with you this afternoon. And we're talking music.
The Hook.
Saeed is here from the National as well, and Tim is on the line from Stockholm. Hello, Tim.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy holidays. We couldn't let you have your peace and quiet. Here you are.
Well, I'm underground at the moment at the ABBA Museum, so if this line goes, I apologise. But this is, do you know when you look at the 70s, clothes from the 70s, stage clothes from the 70s, and you think it's an assault on the senses? Imagine that amplified a million times, and that's close.
Are you loving it, though? What's it like?
Stockholm's great. I've been in Gothenburg, in Stockholm at the moment. Sweden's great. I really like it. People are great. But I just thought I'd come here today because you're playing music today. And this is sort of a, it's called the ABBA Museum, but it's like a celebration of all things Swedish music-wise. So it goes from the 60s, really the 50s, all the way through to now. So we've got the boy bands of now on screen, all the festivals that have been here in Sweden. And then I've been sending you pictures of some of the outfits and the gold discs, the platinum discs that ABBA were awarded. It's just unbelievable.
We've actually, Tim, just uploaded to Facebook now the photos that you've sent through, also to Twitter as well. It's unbelievable stuff. I mean, what surprised you about the museum? Was it what you expected?
Can I be completely honest with you? I'm not a massive ABBA fan, and it's kind of my youth. I remember my mum and dad playing ABBA a lot as a kid. I was very young when they won the Eurovision Song Contest. So these are songs that we all know, and some people love them. It's not something that I love, but the legacy is just amazing. And what's really interesting is what they've done since and the changes. There's been kind of reclusiveness from half of the band, and then the boys went on and did, you know, the musical, and it's mind-blowing. I haven't had a chance to get all the way round yet, but there's a massive queue outside. It's really, really popular. You have no idea how, I can't get across to you just how important, I guess, ABBA are to Sweden, the first truly international music act. I mean, that much, I suppose we all know, but just to get a grasp on how big and what they mean to people. It's very hard to get across, so I'll do you another few tweets and bits and pieces and let you know what else I've seen. But you can actually be the fifth member of ABBA here as well, which is tremendous.
Oh, please go and do that. Please go and do that, Tim.
That may not happen.
Tim, how are you, buddy? Saeed here from the studio. Thank you so much for going. I really appreciate it, man.
I'm going to send you a few choice pictures as well. But, I mean, you know, Saeed, the impact of Sweden on popular music. It's not just about ABBA. You've got people like Max Martin. You've got the Stargate collective, if you like, as well. The impact of bands like, I don't know, the Cardigans. You'll hear Peter, Björn and John later on, I think, to finish this program, which is, for me, one of the great songs out of Sweden in the last 10, 15 years. There is so much to see here, and there's music everywhere, which is one of the great things about being here.
Absolutely. I mean, in that actual museum, and you're right, because it is mostly a celebration of Swedish music culture, you will see an exhibition talking about Swedish folk music called schlager music, and how essentially that's the kind of the the melodicism that comes in Swedish music comes from that form of folk. So check out the schlager music festival. I just love saying that.
It's a great word.
I've been checking out lots of the schlager.
Oh, I knew he was going to go there.
And also as well, make sure to check out the special Ring exhibition. It's a special phone that only four members of ABBA know the number to. This is just, you know, it's kind of looks very mysterious. So that's also a great thing to have. Take a picture of that phone with your phone.
Tim.
All right, then. You got a deal there.
Tim, go on.
I've got to tell you one thing. So I checked into my hotel here. There are four lifts, and I tweeted a couple of pictures. But in the lifts, there's a different kind of music in each lift. Now, I booked the hotel not knowing anything about this, but there's a rock, pop, jazz, and then lounge living lift. So when you get in the lift, you get anything from Iron Maiden to Thelonious Monk at the other end. It's the weirdest.
That is
weirdest
fantastic.
Experience. And in one of them, there are decks, digital DJ decks.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because you tweeted a picture, didn't you? And I thought, I can't believe you didn't know that when you booked the hotel. That's just some sort of the universe at work.
Well, it's a genuine stroke of luck or not, I'm not absolutely sure, but I was in Pop Lift yesterday morning and Vanilla Ice was urging me to kick it, so of course I did.
Now it's time for you to go check out the special Acer Bass Cafe, if that only existed, and it should.
That would make money, I tell you. I'm going to wander around the museum now, so I'm going to love you and leave you. Is there anything you want me to do while I'm here?
Oh, well, I want you to go be the fifth member of ABBA. That's my choice. Sally, anything?
Yeah, you need to put your face on one of the girls' bodies there and send us a pic, because you can, you know, stand there.
Okay, I'll phone my wife to make sure that's okay.
Don't get arrested, though, Tim. Saeed, well, he's already given you a whole list of things, so go enjoy Schlager, and we'll catch up with you soon. We miss you.
Take it easy.
See you later. That was Tim Elliott there.
We
sounded
let
so
him
wrong.
Have... There were cutouts, and I said to him he had to stand behind one of the girls' cutouts, and he wouldn't do it.
No, he's taking a picture, but that's for the private stash. Yeah. There's no way he would not have done that.
Probably.
I can't wait to see the rest of his updates. So Tim Elliott there, checking out the ABBA Museum for us. Thank you for him for interrupting his holiday. We just got time to play our second track of The Hook this afternoon, and it's the one that Shruti's picked, our producer. Shruti, do you want to quickly tell us why you picked it?
Now, before I picked it, I did not know anything about this, and I was told that Tim would have a fit if he found out what I had picked. And I have gone for the script, because I really like the band. They're an Irish band, you know, known for their songs, The Man Who Can't Be Moved, We Cry, Hall of Fame, you know, they're quite famous. They took a hiatus for 2 years now. They've come back, and they've got something that is quite different from what they've done in the past. This is their new song. Their new single is called Rain.
Woke up this morning, can't shake the thunder from last night. You left with no warning and took the summer from my life. I gave you my everything, now my world it don't seem right. Can we just go back to being us again? Cause when I'm sitting in the bar, all the lovers with umbrellas always pass me by. It's like I'm living in the dark and my heart's turned cold since you left my life. And no matter where I go, girl, I know if I'm alone, there ain't no blue sky. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Cause baby, when you're gone, all it does is rain, rain, rain down on me. Each drop is pain, pain, pain when you leave. It's such a shame. Like, oh, 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 find shelter here in the arms of someone new. But I'd rather be there under the covers just with you. Oh, 'cause you were my everything. Now I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm caught up in the storm. 'Cause baby, when you're gone, all it does is rain, rain, rain down on me. Each drop is pain, pain, pain. When you leave, it's such a shame. Lovers with umbrellas always pass me by. It's like I'm living in the dark and my heart's turned cold since you left my life. And no matter where I go, I know if I'm alone, there'll be no blue sky. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Baby, when you're gone, all it does is rain, rain, rain down on me. Each drop is pain.
Well, I think that's the only time that the script will get onto Drive Live, unless you get it in again in the next 2 weeks, Shruti. If we had time, I'd get Steph from The Ticket on the phone because she's already messaged Shruti telling her she's disowned. Pull it back here for Shruti's side. What do you make of that one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Look, there's a couple of ways to look at this. Look at the scripts. You know, are they a modern, cool, anthemic band, or are they a diet U2? Are they a U2 zero? Are they a U2 zero?
I love U2, so I find it very hard to think about them in the same sentence. I've got to be honest.
But you know what, though? Look, they are favorites here in the UAE. They came here twice. They came to Sandance like 3-4 years ago, and then they came to Red Fest about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And both times, you know, they brought a big crowd. And yeah, and I think they are one of those much better bands live than on the album.
Okay, well, given that, they're okay live. What about you, Sally?
Do you know, I heard this song and it just felt very Enrique Iglesias type of
thing. Oh, yes,
thing.
It is.
You can't tell that it's a band.
No, exactly. It just felt, if I didn't know it was the script, that's who I would have gone to, having heard that song.
Is that good or bad?
It's okay. It's not my style of music. I wouldn't listen to it, but it's very catchy. And I see why a lot of people love them. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let us know what you think. 4001 on that song, on Saeed's pick earlier, or anything you want to pass on to Tim on his ABBA epic trip, we will pass it on for you. 4001 if you want to get in touch with the show.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Claire and Sally with you this evening, and it's The Hook. So Saeed from The National is in the studio with us as well. And Saeed, I think one of the big stories in music, away from the actual music itself the last couple of weeks, was the birth of Beyoncé's twins, of course. There was lots of speculation over what their names were going to be. Finally, it was confirmed a few days ago, I think, they had picked Sir for the little boy and Rumi for the little girl. And this inspired you to write a really fascinating piece in The National. I think it was in the day before yesterday. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so the internet kind of went into a meltdown last week. This week when Beyoncé and Jay-Z released the first photo, you know, of the twins. And you're right, they trademarked the names first.
Yeah, that's how they leaked, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. The clue was there.
Yes, that's right. So they trademarked the names. And yeah, as we said, Rumi is the daughter and Sir is the son. And also at the same time, right, Coldplay released their EP Kaleidoscope. Now, Kaleidoscope was actually the name of a song from the previous album. And within that song, it's a poem. It's a poem by Rumi called "The Guest House."
So, just tell people who the poet Rumi is first of all, in case they don't know. So, what's the link that we're talking about here?
So the whole thing was, it basically confirms what we in the region kind of know, that Rumi the 13th century poet, is a big deal in the West. So he's born in 1207 as Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi in present-day Afghanistan. He followed his father's academic leanings and grew to become a famed teacher and theologian. So basically, but turning point for him came when he met the wandering dervish called Shamsuddin of Tabriz in the Turkish city of Konya. Konya now is basically a must-go-to destination for all Rumi lovers. So, and basically that, Shamsuddin essentially, because he's like through his own learnings taught Rumi, you know, some deeper lessons about the meaning of life, about moving away from moving away from ostentation, and you know, moving away from, you know, from the self, basically, just to kind of look at things for what they are, and that relationship lasted for about 10 years. Until Shamsuddin was killed. We don't know by who. It's said that he was killed by a number of Rumi's students who felt jealous, or they felt disturbed by the fact that this uncouth, yet wise dervish is spending so much time with their famed teacher. But that 10-year relationship, you know, was a very big thing. The die was cast essentially for Rumi, because those lessons that he learned from Shamsuddin inspired him to write his masterpiece, which is the Masnavi. The Masnavi is so far a 6-volume collection of poetry. It's 26,000 couplets, and is viewed as the single longest type of one piece of poetry ever published. All of the poetry is basically aims to instruct and to basically counsel people on spiritual matters.
It's really, you know, it's I guess it's becoming really popular now, because it's kind of an antidote to the materialism that we kind of live in every day. Because he was talking about the soul. He was talking about looking outside of yourself for something bigger. You know, this is really essentially
the root of mindfulness that everyone's practicing now. Right?
That's right. But the question is, I was trying to go with the pieces, how did Rumi make his way to the English-speaking world? And essentially, it all kind of goes, it's a relatively recent thing, right? So basically, Rumi has kind of been studied, you know, by English speakers in the scholarly arena, you know, by Orientalists, you know, by Arabists, things like this. But basically, it all kind of goes back down to 1976, when the poet Robert Bly seek the services of a fellow poet and American translator, Coleman Barks. He gave him a copy of Rumi's poetry, which is translated by the esteemed British scholar Arthur Arbery, and he famously said, "These poems," and also, can you just imagine his deep voice? "These poems need to be released from their cages."
How wonderful!
And it's interesting because Coleman Barks doesn't know Arabic, he doesn't know Farsi. Okay, so what he did was he translated the poetry from English scholarly work. So basically, he took the poetry that was translated in English, and then he made it into American free verse. So he kind of unshackled this type of stiff prose and made it into this kind of free verse style. And that was immediately, that the first collection in the early 80s was an immediate hit, and he published nearly 30 volumes ever since, the biggest of which was in the mid-90s, which is called The Essential Rumi.
Now, do we actually know, or do we believe that this amazing poet was the inspiration behind Beyoncé and Jay-Z's name decision?
You only have to go into Jay-Z's album to kind of discover that. Jay-Z released his deeply personal album called 444 last week, and there's a song there called, well, it doesn't really make sense, the title. It's Mine Said God. I mean, and the lyrics, there's just a telling lyric there towards the end. He says, "Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent from a guy from beyond." That's what Rumi says.
Okay.
So there is that direct, link. And again, it just proves that, you know, Rumi is basically, it's ironic, Rumi is essentially the greatest cultural export, you know, from the Muslim world, and he's a 13th century a personality.
It's fascinating stuff, isn't it, Sally?
It really is, and it's great to see the connection that it's all making now into popular music.
And don't forget as well, there's also in books, I mean, The 40 Rules of Love by Eli Shafak, which was a huge bestseller and continues to sell very well, is essentially one of the threads of that story is the relationship between Shamsuddin and Rumi as well. And there's a chance, and there's also talks in Hollywood about a film version of Rumi's life to be made. However, it's already controversial because there was talks that Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be Rumi, and people were just not having that.
Yes, I can imagine they weren't keen on that casting. Really interesting stuff. If you want to check out Saeed's article, you can find it, I'm assuming, on thenational.ae.
That's right.
Go to the arts and culture section. You'll find it there. It really is something worth reading. Right, Sally, we've just got time for your song now. Give us a brief outline of why you picked this one tonight.
Okay, this song kind of just really caught me by surprise, and then when I researched who the artist behind it was, it caught me even more by surprise. This song is called Copycat. It is by a young American singer. Her name is Billie Eilish. Her full name, in fact, is Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell. Pirate. She does have pirate in her name. She's only 15 years old, but she's already shaping up to be a massive talent. She's a member of the LA Children's Chorus, and she wrote her first song about falling into a black hole when she was 4 years old. Okay, but it was in fact her dance instructor who unlocked her talent for really smart and dark pop songs and ballads when he asked her to submit a song for class. So she did that. It was called Ocean Eyes. She put it up on SoundCloud one night as a way to share it with her teacher, woke up the next morning and found tons of emails about her burgeoning music career. So that was a year ago. And this is her latest. It's called Copycat.
Don't be cautious, don't be kind. You committed, I'm your crime. Push my button anytime. You got your finger on the trigger, but your trigger finger's mine. Silver dollar, golden flame. Dirty water, poison rain. Perfect murder, take your aim. I don't belong to anyone, but everybody knows my name. By the way, you've been uninvited, 'cause all you say are all the same things I did. Copycat, trying to cut my manner. Watch your back when you can't watch mine. Copycat, trying to cut my glamour. What's all sad when you can't have mine. Call me calloused, call me cold. You're italic, I'm in bold. Call me cocky, watch your tone. You better love me, 'cause you're just a clown. By the way, you've been uninvited, 'cause all you say is the same things I did.
quite dark, Sally.
Yes, yeah, she's
I like
really,
the jarring bass through it.
I mean, she's just got this understanding of music and a maturity and a... Her voice is ethereal, though. I mean, if you listen to Ocean Eyes, oh, my goodness, it just, it's like crystalline. It's stunning.
What did you think of that side?
I think it's great. I mean, the arrangements are fantastic. And, you know, I think there's also as well is that in that chorus has a bit of that, it reminds me of a musical. There is kind of that, you know, that kind of sing-songy thing, you know. So I thought that was great. I think definitely she deserves to be getting a lot of emails. I mean, someone should be snapping her up.
Interscope have got her already. She's already been signed.
Jimmy Iovine, again, head of Interscope. He rarely makes mistakes.
Yes.
It just sounded quite something a little bit different, I thought. The sort of juxtaposition of her voice with that sort of slightly jarring bass line. What did you think, Shooty?
Sorry, I really liked it. And you're right about the musical part. It did go a bit into, you know, that sort of...
Prefer it to the script?
No.
We are trying.
We agree to disagree, Shruti.
It can go kind of anywhere. It can kind of go to this pop. It can go into R&B. It can definitely... I mean, you can definitely kind of hear her, like, you know, on top of an EDM track. Like,
exactly.
like providing, you know. So I think that there's a lot of talent there to be used.
Massive
Very cool.
potential,
Good
yeah.
choice, Sally. Okay, there's only one more track to come tonight, and it's mine.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live. Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yes, 4001 if you want to do that and let us know what you think this evening. We're in the middle of The Hook, Sally, and a few people giving their response on the songs we've played. So far tonight we've had Spanish Town Rocking by Chronix. That was Saeed's choice. We've had Billie Eilish from you there, Sally, Copycat. And we've also had Rain by The Script from Shruti. What are people saying?
So VJ says Billie Eilish, absolutely brilliant. Shadi missed the roomy discussion. I suggest you listen back to the podcast.
Read Saeed's article.
Yeah, definitely read Saeed's article. It is in the National right now. And Ishmael says about Billie Eilish, the singer sounds like a young lord. Lord isn't that old herself. I think she's about 20 years old now.
How young do you have to be a young lord?
Well, 5 years difference, apparently. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay, let's squeeze in our last song of the evening. It's my choice. It's by Clean Bandit, who I sometimes like and sometimes really don't like. But it caught my eye because it had quite a few sort of different reviews on it. And I really liked it. So it's as simple as that this evening. They're featuring Marina from Marina and the Diamonds, and it's called Disconnect.
I've been feeling anxious, ain't been feeling right. I've been staying up, yeah, staying up all night. I've been calling exes, trying to disconnect. I can't cut the wires, running round my need to look after myself. Yeah, I need to take a breath. Need to look after my head. Yeah, I need to disconnect. Yeah, I need to take a breath. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, I need to
Clean Bandit featuring Marina from Marina and the Diamonds, and it's called Disconnect. I don't know what you thought of that side, but there's so many good female vocalists around at the moment, it seems, although they do have a little bit on a theme, aren't they?
That's right. It's kind of like I just woke out of bed voice. You know that kind of sleepy, kind of dreamy. It must be recorded at 7 a.m. or something. It's before the first cup of coffee. But it is true. But this is a boon time for female singers, and it's great to see.
Did you like that?
Maybe, you know, going back to how we started with Sweden and all that, that reminded me of the Real McCoy a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of that type of Euro kind of dance sound.
It is. That electronic... It's kind of Scandinavian sound, definitely in there. But you know what? I'm a massive fan of Marina's voice.
You love her voice, don't you?
Gosh, it's gorgeous. Love it.
Okay, that's about all we've got time for on the hook this evening. We could go on all night, but we have got like news and stuff to get to, Sally.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I know, what a shame on a Thursday. Hopefully we've set you up nicely for the weekend. Thank you very much to Saeed for being with us.
Pleasure.
Do check out his article on Rumi's influence in modern music. You'll find it in the arts section on thenational.ae. And thank you also to Tim for letting us interrupt his holiday, of course. Coming up next, a bit of news, a bit of sport, and we'll be counting sheep.